This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in and listening. It's the Sunday night edition, hour number two.
Hour number two.
Maybe we should have saved the number two story for hour number two.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
And we need a sponsor. Anyone wants a sponsor of the number two story?
And an appropriate sponsor, right? Like, and by that I mean something sort of adjacent to the aura of number two.
Right? Maybe the moose lady.
Could be a smelly thing, could be a crappy thing, could be a compost thing. I don't know.
What was the Monero one?
Oh, that was an S coin known as Monero.
Monero.
Yes. It was, I can't say the name of the inventor, but it was S Toshi.
Oh, that's good.
Nakamoto.
Wow, right? The FCC would be very proud of you right now.
Yeah, this is very difficult for me, just so you guys know. Do not attempt to do radio like this at home. I am not even a professional, and it is difficult.
In a Sean Connery voice.
It was, yes, don't do that either. It was, Monero was gifted to us by the wipe paper.
Oh, man.
That's right, yeah. So at any rate,
keeps going.
Yeah.
That apparently, according to legend, and I heard this from a legendary person at Porkfest last year.
Yep.
That has now, whatever that infrastructure was, because they kind of had to do the thing to make it funny, right? It was a meme coin, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They were basically making a joke about a cryptocurrency, and it was really funny. I thought it was hilarious. Their little icon. was the turd icon from all your emoji. Chat apps or the emoji?
Yeah.
But I've heard the legend is that that is now Dragon X. So there's an actual privacy coin called Dragon X that you can mine with just like your regular laptop or desktop computers.
Wow.
It doesn't require specialized stuff. You don't need to build like a huge graphics card farm
in order to
mine it. You can it's made
because that's what's tough about mining Bitcoin is you need
nowadays
a lot of capacity.
Yeah,
because you need 5 gallons of water to cool that thing. that machine off.
Yeah. Before we go on, Free Talk Live this hour is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. With fees of less than a penny per transaction, Dash is made for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and it's in multi-crypto wallets. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. All right. So if there was a problem common to people who eat at restaurants.
Yeah.
And it was so common that people talked about it online frequently, and it was sort of became an urgent urban legend in and of itself. Do you think calling on government to fix that is a good idea?
No.
Well, never. Never.
Okay. So and we're us. So, have beliefs that put us in that's never a good idea.
Yeah, you could have said anything, and I would have said no.
I understand that. You guys are familiar with the urban legend of the McDonald's ice cream machine always being down?
Yes.
Really?
It's not a legend. That's true.
Really?
Yeah, they never have ice cream.
I haven't been to a McDonald's.
They're dirty liars.
This from Fox Business. Federal government wants McDonald's broken down ice cream machines fixed.
Or else.
Right. I mean, everything governments do has the unwritten or else.
Right.
At
right.
the end of it. Every law, every ordinance, every, yeah. you know, whatever it is that they're trying to force you to do something, it's all got or else in parentheses. Else.
So yeah. some Fed was like, I go to McDonald's. You don't
get my cone.
He goes to McDonald's every day.
Or his daughter is complaining yeah. or something.
He goes to McDonald's every day in his lunch break, and he's like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of you guys saying that the ice cream machine's always broken.
So it's one thing to, like, have this thing, right? This, I don't want to call it urban legend, this thing where, like, everybody is aware that the McDonald's ice cream machine
is just a thing,
most likely broken, like, anytime you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a whole other thing for government.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing,
to,
honestly.
To, like, involve itself in this in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, like the U.S. government.
Would it be the Federal Trade Commission? What branch of government?
Well, and what's going to happen?
The executive branch is doing this.
That's a great question. And what's going to happen here is McDonald's is going to be like, okay, cool, we just don't serve ice cream anymore.
Right.
And then for the few McDonald's, because you can go to McDonald's and get an ice cream cone, or a milkshake, or whatever, McFlurry. You can, it's a joke, you know, and it is one of those things where you're taking a gamble, whether it's going to be working or not, if you ask for one, but...
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. It's not really that big of a deal.
So the headline, federal government wants McDonald's broken down ice cream machines fixed. That's one thing. The sub-headline, soft serve ice cream machine breakdowns can cost $625 per day in sales, according to the FTC and the DOJ.
So what is the FTC?
Federal Trade Commission.
Yeah.
And the Department of Justice, DOJ.
Like, but this sounds like McDonald's problem. You know what I mean? Like their
spot
revenue
on, Nikki,
or lack thereof has nothing to do with the federal government.
So they're losing $625 a day by the machines.
Like, that, also,
oh my
really
gosh,
not that much.
$625 a day. We better get the government involved right now.
That's like less than. Well, actually, no.
What, like $2 a cone, $3 a cone?
Yeah, I mean,
200 ice cream cones a day.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
that's an average.
Maybe they're like adding the McFlurries to. Is it for like every single McDonald's in the country?
No, it doesn't say it does cost. It says it can cost.
Yeah,
up to $625.
So they just made up a number.
Well, that sounds like the maximum amount per day that it can cost.
Yeah.
Right. So it likely costs less than that. Right.
It doesn't make sense. What is the cost? It costs $625.
Like loss of revenue
to run that, or it's loss.
They're missing out in $625 a day. Restaurant.
If you think of the sales tax collected on that, all across the country,
yeah, that's
got to
be another. That's got to be another $15-$20 easily.
Right. So sales tax on those ice creams is probably why they're pissed.
That's crazy. This has. Are you sure this
isn't
the Babylon Bee?
Cut into our revenue.
Like the URL says foxbusiness.com. It's got Fox Business branding. Okay. It's got the usual ads. No, not at all.
It's not the Babylon Bee.
This is embarrassing.
For them, yeah.
Yeah, for them.
I mean,
yeah.
All right, so.
The captain continues.
Well, the captain begins, on this one, right? Because all we've done is read the headline so far.
That's shocking.
I mean, that was enough,
The U.S. government is demanding that constantly broke down soft serve ice cream machines at McDonald's and other fast food restaurants.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Be more easily fixable.
So watch out, Kerger Bing.
Bourgeois King. That's what I call it. Bougie King. Do you guys remember the comedian Carrot Top?
Yeah.
Yes.
He got famous for doing like prop stuff.
Yeah.
Prop comics. He would go on stage and he would take his then long red hair and he would put like pigtails in and he'd say stuff like, you know, I like to just drive up to the Wendy's drive-thru and watch them freak out. She's here! She's here!
My favorite prop one of him, he says, like, if you're ever on an airplane, we're talking about airplanes. So he goes, if you're ever on an airplane, bring along one of those oxygen masks, and the guy next to you is sleeping. You go, you put the mask on your face, you go, the guy's sleeping.
Oh, man.
God, that was funny. You had to see him do it, but...
Don't do that on Air Force One.
They'll
take you away in Secret Service.
They'll put you in an undisclosed location.
Yeah. Without disclosing it. Wait, no, that's how it works. In a letter to the U.S. Copyright Office this week.
To the copyright
office? Yeah, like, I'm really confused.
I know.
We got the Department of Justice, the U.S. Copyright Office.
FTC.
That doesn't...
In a letter to the U.S. Copyright Office this week, the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice Antitrust Division. Antitrust. Yeah, because you can never trust those damn ice cream machines to be working when you want an ice cream cone.
That's right. Don't trust them. Don't trust them.
Antitrust Division called for exemptions for commercial soft serve machines from the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, a law that makes it difficult for franchise owners to do their own repairs or hire a third-party repair technician.
So you have to hire a McDonald's-trained...
Okay, so what they're saying is that a government implementation, in this case, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, has made it so that it's difficult for franchise owners to repair or hire somebody to repair their ice cream.
So they're trying to reverse that and change it?
This is the Hegelian dialectic outlined for you. In this case, they're saying that something government did, in this case, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, has caused
this problem,
has caused it to be cumbersome and take a long time for these machines to be fixed, because they have to, you will get into that, but they have to use only technicians licensed by the company that makes McDonald's soft serve ice cream. Are allowed to do digital repairs to the machines.
It's proprietary, so it must add some type of chemical that they don't want anyone to know about.
Or it's got a piece of software that they don't want, you know, other ice cream
but
machines
that would
to be using.
Something that McDonald's decided, right? What is the I don't get what the government has to do with that.
The government, so putting a copyright on something, in this case software, is what I'm guessing, makes it so that other companies can't use that same exact software.
Yeah.
And it also makes it so that you cannot repair the machines yourself.
Yeah.
You have to call a technician who's certified in this particular thing, and then they jump through all the hoops to make sure that they're not violating the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
But that's, you know, the same thing with the Teslas, right? But that's something that Tesla, as a company, decided. It's not, you know, a federal law that you can't.
You repair
your own Tesla. You just can't buy the parts, and you have to go to a special Tesla mechanic or somebody who has the software.
I think they come out with a truck, and it's just
Well, let's see if they clarify. The joint letter to the Copyright Office said, in the agency's view, renewing and expanding repair-related exemptions would promote competition in markets for replacement parts, repair and maintenance services, as well as facilitate competition in markets for repairable products.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
When I read that, here's what I hear. I hear government got in the way.
We screwed up.
And now we want to undo that to make it easier for you to get your frickin' ice cream.
Right. We're going to go back 20 years so you can fix your ice cream machine.
But they're saying this is like it's a new discovery for them. Oh, we're going to step in here.
Congress is going to act.
We're going to act. They've been acting the whole time.
They've been acting the whole time.
They added that soft serve equipment breakdowns can lead to $625 per day of loss of sales. There are long wait lines for authorized repairs, I think, and a licensed repair technician charges over $300 per 15 minutes.
Wow.
Gosh, I wonder why that is.
Probably because he's licensed.
Got to get licensed, got to get certified, got to make sure that his training passes the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Health department has to get involved.
Yeah. In 2021, the FTC started looking into complaints by consumers and McDonald's franchise owners who claimed they were losing money on soft serve machines that were constantly breaking down while waiting for them to be fixed by an authorized technician.
So the FTC was getting letter upon letter upon letter from people all across the country. We can't get our soft serve ice cream?
Okay, so
I find that hard to believe.
Walk me through this. I'm in the drive-thru at the McPlace.
Yep.
And I'm trying to get my McRub on. And I go, and I'd also like a McCone.
And they say, sorry, the ice cream machine is broken.
Sorry, the ice cream machine is broken. And I go, again or still?
Yeah.
And they go, yes, sir, that's right. We're waiting on a technician to, like, okay, fine, I'll just get the rest of my order. And sans the ice cream cone, right?
Yeah.
And so then I go and I get my lunch. Presumably I eat it either in the parking lot or I go to wherever it is I'm going to eat the lunch. I eat the lunch. And I'm so upset by not getting my ice cream cone that I decide to pen a letter, not to McDonald's, not to
the owner,
not to the owner, not to the ice cream machine manufacturing company, not to the authorized licensed repair company that is supposed to be repaired. No, I pen a letter to the Federal Trade Commission.
I think.
How do you make that leap?
I think more than likely it would probably be the franchise owners that would be. Reaching out to, you know what I mean? Because I don't think the average person that eats McDonald's,
is that what it's
no offense McDonald's people, but I don't think the average person that eats McDonald's is, like, even knows what the FTC is or would know how to draft an email or a letter. I think they would probably, like, pull a Karen and go inside and, like, cause a scene or...
That's, I mean, more likely what I would do, right?
You know, and then you'd be just, a world star hip-hop.
You know, yeah, exactly. Just yell at the teenage girl that works behind the counter.
Usually what happens in my experience or in my... I've witnessed other people, you become a Karen at, like, a fast food joint.
Yeah.
Usually what happens, they just start throwing free food at you. They're like, sorry, here's a coupon for next time, you know. And you're like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah. See, I always thought they were lying about the ice cream machine.
Oh, that they were just too lazy
and didn't have the stuff in it?
Because I watched one video.
There is, like, supposedly a convoluted process to clean them every night.
Yeah, so I think they're just like, it's broken.
Bill didn't clean it.
I mean, I've done that before when I was a server with certain things. Like, if somebody asked for something really annoying, I'd be like, yeah, we don't have it right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're my last table and you want me to make you a whole new.
Right.
Brew of coffee or whatever. No, it's we don't have any.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
5 minutes, hurry up.
They call that 86 off the menu.
Yeah, 86. No coffee for you. Right, order something less annoying.
So just to go over this, in 2021, the FTC started looking into complaints by consumers and McDonald's franchise owners who claimed they were losing money on soft serve machines that were constantly breaking down and waiting to be fixed by authorized technicians. In 2022, McDonald's was sued by an ice cream repair company.
Wow.
It should say an ice cream machine repair company.
It's the ice cream.
My ice cream.
Not enough chocolate chips in there.
That's when it falls on the ground.
If you'd like
me
to call a glacier. An ice cream machine repair company sued McDonald's for $900 million.
Wow.
I don't know where they come up with that. Why not a billion, right?
We're rounding up.
Yeah, 900 million.
A billion sounded like too much, so they had to, you know, they're like, well.
Actually, 900 million sounds like it's more than a billion. It was almost like the third pounder versus the quarter pounder.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that.
900 million. Like, wow, that's a lot.
Was it,
like,
was it
1 billion
Burger King?
Whatever.
No, it was A&W, I think.
Arby's.
No, Arby's doesn't make burgers. I thought it was A&W, the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because McDonald's was selling the quarter pounder.
Yeah, so they were trying to compete.
They were like, let's sell one that's bigger. We'll sell the one-third pounder.
But people were so dumb and didn't know their fractions that they didn't realize that it was bigger.
Why would I want a small burger from A&W? I'd get a bigger one from McDonald's.
Yeah.
One quarter instead of one
third. And it's cheaper over there, too.
Everybody knows quarter pound is bigger than a third pound.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not. It's not, people. Anyway, in 2022, McDonald's was sued by an ice cream machine repair company for $900 million after the company banned franchise owners from using a product of theirs which allows for an easy fix of soft serve machines. So, again, you're absolutely spot on, both of you guys, Steve, Nikki. You're spot on about this is a McDonald's problem. This issue has been caused by government interference, government limiting what the market can do. There's already a market solution to this problem. This company that sued McDonald's for $900 million has a solution, but they were banned from using it because it allows an easy fix for the soft serve machines. The device would allow franchise owners to troubleshoot digital problems with the machine via Wi-Fi rather than waiting for an authorized fix by Taylor, the restaurant company that exclusively makes and repairs McDonald's ice cream machines.
I wonder if McDonald's corporate had a lobby to get those things. Like, we need to have these.
I believe it's just called McCorporate.
McCorporate, right. You know, if they paid their lobbyists, like, we have to make sure that the ice cream machines get in the digital copyright.
Also, I think they're called McLobbyists.
The McLobbyists. So McDonald's might have actually, created their own problem.
I don't think McDonald's created this problem at all. I think the government created this problem.
But if they lobbied to say, like, we need to have our proprietary ice cream machines, I don't know. Or maybe it was Taylor. Maybe. I have no idea.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe. Well, yeah, likely what happened is somebody signed an exclusivity contract.
Like for Taylor.
Right, yeah. Right. And then that created a whole bunch of stuff.
Right. So they probably make, Taylor probably makes the ice cream machines for all these different companies, but they're all individual, so you can't get the Bougie King to fix the McDonald's one.
McDonald's claimed this device that would make it easier to repair violated the machine's warranty and said it could cause serious human injury, according to the New York Post.
I doubt it. Also, I'm pretty sure their food causes serious human injury and nobody cares about that.
Eating the ice cream is serious injury.
Yeah.
Ice cream's probably the healthiest thing on the menu. Yeah.
Can you actually call it ice cream? I don't even know.
Actually,
I think it's made out of oil.
I read a study. An article that cited a study that said the most nutritious thing you can order at McDonald's is the McDouble.
The McDouble?
Yeah.
It's a double cheeseburger.
Why specifically?
Because it has the least...
Like the bread-to-meat ratio
it's
or something?
The meat has the most nutrition value of any of the products because it's basically protein. Right, so it's good protein intake. The pickles, they're not bad for you. The dehydrated onions, not bad. The ketchup's full of sugar. The mustard probably is too. I don't know if they coat the meat in that whatever that not butter
Soylent
stuff
green.
Is that they like to all these restaurants like to put on stuff.
But basically
because it was the most simple of all of their products.
Hmm.
Right, all it had was bun, meat, cheese, right, a little ketchup, mustard, a pickle. That kind of a thing. So, but it was the most nutritious thing you could buy.
Which is probably still the bottom of the barrel for terms of nutrition.
If you're looking to get nutrition, stop going to McDonald's.
Have you ever seen those videos where people will have, a 25-year-old McDonald's hamburger?
Yeah. Right, the Happy Meal from 1990s.
Yeah, and now it's a thing where people are like, I don't believe it, and they do it themselves, and they're like, day 791 with my McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah, it just looks a little dried out.
Yeah, it's like a little dried out, but no mold.
Nope.
Bugs won't eat it. The dog won't eat it.
There's a comment in the bottom of this article. It says, very rarely are these machines broken. These are heavy-duty machines. The employees simply do not want to or are incapable of cleaning them properly, as it is a very tedious process to do it. The U.S. government is demanding that constantly broken-down soft-serve ice cream machines at McDonald's and other fast-food restaurants be more easily fixable. So the government can't run themselves efficiently, but now they're going to run somebody's business?
Right. $34 trillion in debt. What's my credit score?
603-283-6160. Do you think government should get out of the way of, everybody, but, business? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Stay tuned.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden urging Congress to pass a foreign aid package that includes funding for both Ukraine and Israel. GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor Thursday, the stakes could not be any higher and the clock is ticking.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine. He's told us. and he's shown us.
So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to bring the Senate bill up for a vote in his chamber, not without concessions from Democrats and the Biden administration on border policy. Recent research in the British Journal of Sports Medicine reveals the most effective exercises for reducing blood pressure are engaging muscles without vigorous movement, such as wall squats or planks. Those prove to be optimal for preventing and managing hypertension. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Get the federal government to fix Steve.
Only authorized service
Start
personnel.
Start penning your letters to the FTC and the DOJ.
We need some government intervention here. Has to get fixed.
Because it's a travesty. What's the phone number?
603-283-6160,
domestic terrorist hotline.
Yes, or the feral terrorist. We're not picky.
Yeah.
Either.
And if you want to call in and opine on tonight's show, that's the number you need. 603-283-6160.
You can wreck your social credit score by calling it.
I don't have a social credit score. I have an anti-social credit
score. Oh, nice. Yeah, if you want to increase your anti-social credit score, call in.
Do you remember... South Park did a bit where, like, they were making fun of Facebook. No. I'm sorry. No, they had a thing where, like, there was a family that moved into town, and they were, like, the Buttface family. And their faces were just, like, plain, but, like, a crack down the middle. And that was their whole entire face. So we had a friend of ours who was good with, digital imagery. And what they did is they took a photo of my band, right, and replaced all of our faces, each of them with a separate butt.
That's great.
Right? And then we put that up on our Facebook page, and we called it our butt Facebook page. And then if you
violate the terms of service?
If you friended us or whatever, you were part of our anti-social network.
nice.
Yeah. We were trendsetters, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Good old days.
It is Free Talk Live. Did we say who we are yet in the studio? It's
Steve Classic.
Nikki.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Before we go on, Free Talk Live is brought to you also by ForkFest, happening June 13th through 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. I like to call the attendees forkfesters, right? Because
yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're festing. I turned it into, what is that, a verb? Adjective? Festing?
Yeah.
It
could be a verb.
Yeah.
But it should be, instead of dot party, it should be dot partay.
Partay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
That's a little too fancy.
Yeah, I don't think the average person would figure that out. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's a party, man. Yeah. You know, if you want to chill and relax with some people and see some unique things put on, come to ForkFest. And if you want to experience the largest gathering of liberty-minded people that I'm aware of, then you can stick around for the fest after that, known as the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live, and we do take calls here, so let's go to one right now. This is Jerome, I believe, calling from South Carolina?
Yes.
You're on the air.
South of North Carolina, probably.
but you're originally an East Carolina guy, right? You were born in there?
No.
West Carolina?
Charleston.
Oh, okay.
Hey, look. Don't be a wise guy. You know I'm from Charleston. You try to get me. Are you directionally challenged or something? Hey, you from West Carolina? You from North Carolina? You're just trying to be a Weisenheimer Northerner. That's all you trying to be.
But there's a West Virginia, but there's no East Virginia.
Right. There's no North Virginia either.
Right.
Blue Ridge Mountains, California River.
Yeah. We got Jerome singing now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Did you?
Yeah, I used to be stationed in Colorado. Every time I hear John Denver, I always remember you. Yeah, the country road takes me home.
The Rocky Mountain way too high because he crashed into it?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, now, let's be nice now.
I am nice.
That wasn't nice what you said about John Denver.
I just said that the mountain was too high because he crashed into it.
Hey, I remember how he died was an awful ending to his life, you know.
Mm.
He wasn't a bad guy. Hey, by the way, I need a therapy session. How much are you going to charge me?
$7,000 per minute.
Oh, yeah, right.
One right, McDonald's ice cream.
If you can find
put it on my debit.
Are you willing to
debit card?
Are you willing to receive therapy from somebody unlicensed and uninsured?
Hey, do I get a massage with it? Because therapy could be any type of therapy you want. This is like mental therapy, though.
Well, so we all know that
it kind of bothered me.
We all know that the word therapist, if you divide it into its roots, becomes the rapist.
Well, we don't go that. We don't do that. No. Okay. That's uncool, man.
All right.
No.
I mean, if you need therapy, like, quite honestly, like, if you really need therapy, go seek professional help. If you consider, spouting off on nationally syndicated talk radio, then we'll be your therapy for you, Jerome.
Yeah, because I need a session today. Because the stuff I heard today, man, I think I need to talk to somebody.
Well, I couldn't think of anybody else. You could start here and just see how it goes, and then if you think that you have to take it to another level, then you'd see a professional.
Yeah. Hello, Nikki. Anyway.
Hello.
Was she not talking to me today?
Well, I'm here. I'm listening. Yeah. No, I'd love to know what the therapy session is about.
Well, Trump said that if he doesn't win, it's going to be a bloodbath. And I'm wondering, he was in Ohio yesterday, and I'm wondering, who does he think he is? If he doesn't win, there's going to be a bloodbath? Who does he think he is?
Jerome, have you watched the entire clip of what he said?
I don't care about the entire clip.
Oh,
I care about what he said.
Okay, well, then it's out of context and it doesn't make sense to you because you haven't seen the entire thing.
Oh, so you're buying the excuse that his handler said, well, he meant for the auto industry. I ain't buying that.
All right, well, if you saw the entire clip, he's talking about China moving automobile factories into Mexico into the United States.
Right.
So the industry, it's going to be, he calls it a bloodbath. It's the same thing like NAFTA when Perot said it's a giant sucking sound. Absolutely true.
I mean, I was in a heavy metal band and like...
January 6th?
Hang on, Drew. I was in a heavy metal band and like we had songs with way worse title names than like, bloodbath. I remember there was a band that I enjoyed. They were called Tasty Gore. And they had a song called Two Nuns in a Chainsaw Fight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
That's black and white red all over.
It is. Now, talk about a bloodbath.
Yeah, don't get me started on Cannibal Corpse. Yeah. Jeez. I mean,
I don't listen to stuff like that.
So the fact that, that you, Jerome, are getting, that you need therapy as a result of hearing the former president and potentially next president say the word bloodbath is indicative of somebody who really does need therapy.
Yeah, I think you might have Trump derangement syndrome. I think I'm going to have to diagnose you with that.
No, he's got derangement syndrome. He's the deranged one.
I'll agree with that.
All right, we're all in agreement.
Either of those senile old bastards are deranged. Both of them, Biden and Trump, both. And it is a further commentary on the general public and their derangement that those are the two candidates that you all are going to have to choose from if you decide to vote.
All y'all.
Hey, look. Bloodbath. Look, he gets away with it. The same stuff. Do you remember January 6th? Oh, it was way.
How can I forget?
It was bad. But when they showed up close, it was way worse.
Did you see that 5 foot tall woman who was killed by a cop? That was kind of crazy.
On January 6th?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was kind of crazy. An unarmed woman who was just shot in the neck.
That's awful.
By a police officer, yeah.
And Pence says he can't endorse him. Why can't you endorse him, Mike Pence? He was you were on the same ticket with him. Why can't he endorse him now?
Yeah, that's actually a good, good question.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I think the whole Trump thing is dumb.
January 6th, when people were saying, let's hang Mike Pence.
Yeah.
That's his own party.
I mean, if you want my non-professional and unlicensed advice, man, smoke some weed or something.
Which I truly
stop
watching TV?
Yeah, turn off CNN and Fox News. Stop watching that crap altogether.
That's pretty
just
solid
don't
advice.
Watch the news for like a month and watch your blood pressure regain its normal stance.
Right.
No, I only watch CNN because I love CNN. I'm in love with CNN now. I can't stand Fox.
Can
I tried watching it today, and I had to change the channel. I said, I can't take that puke stuff there.
All right, now just try turning off CNN for a month.
No.
Turn it all off.
Give it up for Lent.
Turn it all off for a month and see what happens.
Never. I got a new streaming service.
He's so addicted to CNN, he will never turn
CNN
it off.
CNN was on today, and I was in heaven. I'm in heaven.
Do you have CNN on like 24/7? Like, do you fall asleep with the TV on and CNN's on in the background?
No, not 24/7. I gotta make sure my utilities bill doesn't go too high. So I only watch. I watched it today. Yeah, Alex Witt. Wow. Oh, I love her. Oh, they were good today. That was good.
I know that is.
Yeah.
And Dana Bash. Oh yeah. Hubba hubba. I was loving that today.
We have no idea who
you're
talking about.
We'll take your word for it.
Up a new one.
Yeah.
Huh?
We have no idea who you're talking about, and hopefully more people will follow our lead.
CNN.
Instead of yours.
CNN.
The Criminal News Network?
Yeah. I think, didn't CNN just leave their headquarters in Atlanta? They couldn't even stay in their own building because there's so much crime in Atlanta. I think they just left.
Oh. Yeah. Come on, now. You sound like a Republican.
No. How is that being a Republican? There's so much crime that they had to leave.
Yeah, how does that make him sound
CNN
like a Republican?
Did that.
Was there any crime when Trump was in office?
Oh, I'm sure there was.
There was a bunch of crime when Trump was in office. Trump committed many crimes. So does Biden. You know the biggest crime both of these bastards committed? Dropping bombs on innocent people, which they're still doing, by the way. And every president that has been a president since I've been alive. Dropping bombs on innocent people. Stop that.
Hey, how many bombs has Putin dropped on the country?
Probably a billion.
Huh?
Yeah, this is what statists do. And if you've been listening to this show for any period of time, Jerome, you already know that we are against statism. We are against these bastards in power who have these seats called presidents or monarchs or kings or whatever the hell they want to be called. We're against all of it because people can figure out a way to get along without the use of force. And all statism is institutionalized coercion. That's all it is.
May I ask you a question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
How'd you like those free and fair elections in Russia the last couple of days, huh?
I didn't, because I don't believe that elections are a way for people to organize themselves to get things done. If elections made a difference, they'd be illegal, bro.
I guess we already know who won over there, huh?
I don't care.
Wink, wink.
I don't care.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
Anything else from the CNN headlines? Anything else from the CNN headlines that we should know?
I'm in love with Alex Witt because she was on fire. Right. She was on fire.
He's getting redundant now. Jerome, this ends your, what do we call it, your therapy session for the day.
No charge.
I'm sure we will speak to you another time. We do hope you feel better.
I feel better now, though.
expect the bill in the mail. Thanks.
I hope he recovers.
Let's go to another caller. I believe this is Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
So what I remember is a 29-cent cheeseburger.
Oh,
no, I got it backwards. It's a 29-cent hamburger on Monday and a 49-cent cheeseburger on Wednesday. And those burgers, I did work at McDonald's for a very brief period of time. They are one-tenth of a pound before they are cooked.
Wow.
In the frozen form.
Wow.
And that was a pretty good deal. And then the McDouble replaced, it didn't replace because you can still buy a double cheeseburger, but originally there was no McDouble.
The double
cheeseburger had two of the one-tenth pound patties, it still does, and two slices of cheese. The McDouble is the same thing.
But one slice of cheese.
Right. You got it, Captain.
Yep. Yeah, what about the ice cream machine, though? Did it break down when you were there all the time?
No, so I worked at the McDonald's in Thayer, Missouri, which is pretty close to the border of Arkansas. I was taking a break from my computer career.
Yep.
And anyway, because there was no work like that up there, so, you know, you took what you could get. But, man, are you still there?
Yeah.
You know what happened? I renamed my Alexa computer so I could sound like Captain Picard. apparently I said computer, and it started trying to talk back to me.
Computer.
That was one of the creation of the McDouble was the earliest example I can think of shrinkflation, where they basically took something away and they charged the same price.
Ah.
And the first time I noticed it was when I tried to order a double cheeseburger. I'm like, what the hell? Supposed to be a dollar. And they're like, no, the McDouble's a dollar.
Yeah. Have you seen the, I saw this recently somewhere on the social media or online somewhere, and it's a photo of, like, the McDonald's burgers in their advertisements, and then a photo of the actual burger that you get when you order it from the drive-thru.
Yeah. Catfish.
I didn't see that, but we used to have our rush hour was whenever the football team from the local high school got out. We'd be flipping burgers. You know how it goes. It's just on the flat grill. Slight change of subject. Cheetah piss. I heard, I was catching up on my Free Talk Live, and you had a caller calling about cheetah piss being sold at some smoke
shop. You mean
shop.
Cheetah pee? Let's call it.
Well,
cheetah
I don't think that's necessarily
urine.
Because he referred to it as a quarter of an ounce or as an ounce for, you know, on sale, and maybe he was talking about that. However, there is a strain called cheetah piss now.
Are you talking about marijuana? You're talking about marijuana. Okay. Oh, let's stop saying that word though, because we're on the radio, bro. There's only certain contexts we can use that word, and I'm not sure if that's one of them or not. So,
okay, fair enough. But yeah, it is a strain. It is a strain.
And is it any good? That's what I'm playing.
I've never tried it. Okay. Now, I was about to say doing something off a boat, but you said not to say it.
Yes.
When I was in middle school, we went on a class field trip in eighth grade, and it was a snorkeling trip in the Keys of Florida, Key Largo, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got to touch the underwater statue of Christ, who had fire coral under his armpits. And then we were actually the last class that went on that field trip because they ended up stealing a fifth of, I don't know what it was, vodka or something. I didn't drink it. And the other two kids that got the top three scores on the math quiz, they didn't drink it. Nobody offered it to us. So I don't know what we would have done.
So,
but one kid got alcohol poisoning, and so they... So we ruined it for everybody, but...
I see. So a bunch of y'all, there was some alcohol involved, and you all went to go see this thing, and some people got in trouble for it, and then that was the last time folks were allowed to go see this thing?
Yeah, but it was a snorkeling trip. So coming back from one of our snorkeling trips, it might have been coming back from touching the underwater statue of Christ. I had to do the number one story, something bad, and I was too embarrassed to tell the boat driver, because basically I had there were like 10 to 20 of my classmates on the boat with me, and I was embarrassed as hell. You know, I could have gone off the back of the boat.
Right.
But instead of, you know, just doing what I had to do and communicating, I'm just, you know, it's a nice, nice windy day, perfect day, Florida, probably 85 degree weather in the middle of the ocean. And I was like third trombone, and the first trombone, blonde chick, she was staring back at me, and she was just smiling. She was just happy in the weather. It wasn't because she was staring at me, trust me, but she was just looking right at me, eye to eye, into my soul. And right then,
you did the thing.
You know what? We had all been in the ocean, so I don't think anybody really noticed. So that was kind of cool.
Well, now they know. Started yourself.
And now you know the rest of the story.
We're taking you out on top, Tim. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you listening. That is the story of Tim.
Wow.
And I don't know, some
another therapy session.
Something about touching the underwater statue of Christ and turning his. I don't know. What was it?
Dry shorts.
Were they like a school band or something? There was a trombone involved and a different player. Yeah.
And some vodka.
Turned their water into vodka somehow. Right.
Sounds like a holy experience. Really.
Holy indeed.
And no one will ever do it again.
And that's how space travel is possible today.
Wow.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to
see
call.
If you can top those guys.
Are you in need of therapy?
Yeah, call the therapy line.
Yeah, call somebody else. If you want to be on
free talk therapy.
If you want to be on nationally syndicated talk, you know, call us. That's really
No one else is listening. It's just us. Just the three of us here.
This is a safe space.
Yeah, it's a safe space. You can talk about anything you want. Just don't swear.
We're just talking. All right, well, we have more in store. I am a fan of self-checkout.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
I did today at the Home Labyrinth.
Why?
I did use a little...
Okay, but
boop, 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 you sound like
it was good. You might not be as big a fan of the self-checkout. Why?
Because it's... Something is always screwed up, especially if you're buying produce. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the number of this thing? This thing doesn't have a sticker on it. You got to press the help thing. He's helping. You know, the clerk is helping someone else who has the same problem. And you're just, it seems like you're there a long time. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you've got, I know if I go to a grocery store and usually like Aldi only has one person. You have to, you know, throw everything in your own cart, but Market Basket, there's a kid who's throwing them in the bags, and you're out of there in no time.
Yeah.
You know?
I will say it depends on what I'm getting. Yeah. If I'm, well, Market Basket doesn't offer, and that's a local grocery store. It's kind of a, you know, New England thing, so other listeners might not be familiar. It's a grocery store. But a place like Market Basket, where I might be getting more exotic things, that is a place where I'd go through the line. They don't have self-checkout anyways. But Aldi, I feel like normally they have the...
Aldi, the checker is fast, though. There's a beep,
yeah. Beep, I kind of don't like that, though. I feel like they're a little too aggressive.
Ooh.
When I go to the...
Overcharging you, like, did that go through twice?
Not even just that. They're just... I feel like they're really... I don't know what, like, the company threatens them with to make the, like, really whip them into shape, but every single Aldi cashier is... And if you... Because sometimes, you know, I'm taking my time, I'm living my life, you know, I'm enjoying myself... And if you're not ready, when they're ready, they're like looking at you, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
They're going back. They're stocking shelves, and they come back for you because they're
multi-tasking. Yeah, they're like sweeping. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm trying to get my wallet out.
Like, what do you make $100 an hour?
I don't know, but
yeah. So sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. The self checkouts.
So I'm a fan of them because A. I'm a better bagger than most grocery store baggers. I'm not that picky about like how much, but like, man, you ever see your eggs go in like the bottom of a bag and a bunch of like heavy stuff
on
top of it?
Yeah, like, come on, rookie mistake.
You know. Also, I'm not always feeling very people-y.
Yeah,
right? I don't really want to like deal with people, talk to people. It's bad enough that these machines sort of yell at you. You ever been to the Home Depot self-checkout aisle?
I was there today. With
and
the little,
they're like,
the little they're like, scanner.
It's would you like a receipt? Like the machine's yelling at you, and every time it does that, I'm like, stop yelling at me, right? Yeah. And then the clerk comes over, like, is everything okay? I'm like, the machine's yelling at me.
But there's,
turn the volume
like, lower
down,
your voice. You know?
But there's so many different components. There's the screen made by one company. This is the FTC should get involved with this. The screen is the Home Depot screen. Then the Vodafone card swiper thing is another thing. Then the scanner is another thing. And another company that's crazy.
We'll find out why I brought up the self-checkout line coming up here on Free Talk Live. What if you needed to pay a subscription fee to self-checkout? Stay tuned. We've got that plus more, plus your calls. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is still to come.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.